Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
We live in a stressful world. There are worries about wars, elections, and pandemics. On a personal level, there are worries about jobs, children, marriages, and money. In fact, the American Medical Association has estimated that as many as 70% of all patients visiting their general practice physicians do so with symptoms related in some way to unrelieved stress. But God has a better way for us to live, a burden-free way. Here is how Jesus put it in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Jesus offers us a burden-free way to live. Isn't that good news? Some people have the idea that God wants them weighed down with guilt and fears and uncertainty. But Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden light." He wants to take your worries away from you. As the Apostle Peter said, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." There are three easy steps to take to enjoy burden-free living, as revealed in Jesus' words in the Gospel of Matthew. Step 1. Come to him. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Not come to drugs or alcohol or to some sin or to empty relationships and pursuits or even to our own strength, but come to him, and he promises, "I will give you rest." What do you need rest from today? Psychiatrist Thomas Holmes and Richard Rah's famous stress scale lists life's most stressful events. At the top of the list is the death of a spouse. Number 2 is divorce. Other items on the list include losing a job, illness, moving, debt. What do you need rest from today? Guilt from sin? Jesus has forgiveness for you. Is it fear concerning a problem too big for you? Jesus has unlimited power for you. Do you have difficult decisions to make? Jesus has wisdom for you. Step 1 for burden-free living is to simply come to Jesus. Come to him and come to him daily, and he will give you rest. Step 2, follow his plan for your life, not anyone else's. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Take his yoke upon you, not your own, not someone else's. The yoke in Jesus' day was the wooden crosspiece put around the neck of an ox to pull a wagon. As a carpenter before he entered his ministry, Jesus would have made these for customers, and he says that the yokes he designed were easy and light. So many of our burdens are self-inflicted. We step out of the way Jesus wants us to live, and before you know it, we have a mess on our hands. Someone has wisely said, an ounce of obedience is worth a pound of prayer. Not all troubles can be avoided, of course, but many do come from disobeying His plain commands. We step out of His will and end up with a mess we have to do a lot of frantic praying about. What decision are you facing? Be careful to choose God's plan, to take Jesus' yoke. It will lead to the burden-free life He wants you to have. And so to recap our steps for burden-free living, come to Him daily, step 1. Follow His plan for your life, step 2. And step 3 for burden-free living is to leave the results up to Him. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. A pastor in New York City, when counseling people about turning their lives over to Jesus, would take them to the RCA building on Fifth Avenue. In the entrance was a gigantic statue of Atlas holding the world on his shoulders, all his muscles straining, barely able to stand under the load. The pastor would say, "Now that's one way to live, trying to carry the world on your shoulders." Then he would take them across the street to St. Patrick's Cathedral to a shrine behind the altar where the boy Jesus, 8 or 9 years old, is holding the whole world in one hand with absolutely no effort at all. That, the pastor would say, is the other way to live, letting Jesus carry your burdens for you. That's the privilege you and I have every day, to cast our anxieties on the Lord and let Him carry them for us. In other words, after you come to Him, after you choose His way, then simply leave the results up to Him. He'll take care of the burden for you. You can trust Him to work it out. This is the way Jesus lived when He was on earth, trusting His Heavenly Father to take care of the details for Him. Think about it. The salvation of the whole world depended on Jesus, and He followed His Father's plan. The salvation of the whole world depended on His word being spread, but He never once wrote anything down, nor did He ever say to His apostles, "Is anyone taking notes here? This is important." The salvation of the whole world depended on the formation and spread of His church, but He called a bunch of fishermen and outcasts to get this job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Job done for him. Not CEOs or generals or politicians or marketing experts. But you know what? Jesus didn't stress any of this. He left the results in the Father's hands. And you know what? It all got written down. The disciples got the job done. And His word and church have spread all over the world. Leave the results of your life up to the Father as well. The prayers you prayed, the questions you have, even the mistakes you've made, He can handle it all. Don't let yourself be weighed down with worries and anxieties. That's not God's plan for His children. Enjoy the burden-free life Jesus offers. Come to Him. Follow His plan for your life. Leave the results up to Him.
One thing that my mother would say to me all throughout young adulthood was, "Son, leave it to God." She would often say that about every single problem I shared with her. She'd ask, "Have you prayed about it? Have you looked in God's word concerning it?" If I said yes, her answer would be, "Well, leave it to God." And if you think about it, how many of us try to carry our own burdens when Jesus wants to be our burden bearer? How many of us want to take our problems, our issues and struggles, and try to fix them without so much as prayer offered to the Lord for guidance, for wisdom, or intervention? Leave it to God. What is in your life that you need to take to the cross and trust Jesus concerning it? What is it that you need to leave in God's hands? When I think of leaving my burdens in the hands of God, the story of the Shunammite woman comes to mind. In 2 Kings 4, verse 8 to 37, we're told that the Shunammite woman was a kind and generous woman who lived in the town of Shunem. One day she noticed the prophet Elisha passing through her town. Recognizing him as a man of God, she invited him to her home for a meal. Impressed by her hospitality, Elisha wanted to bless her in return. He promised her that she would have a son within a year, despite her and her husband's old age. True to Elisha's word, the woman gave birth to a son the following year. However, tragedy struck when the boy suddenly fell ill and died. The devastated woman took her son's lifeless body and placed him on Elisha's bed in their home. She immediately set out to find Elisha for help. Here's what the Bible says in 2 Kings 4, verse 25 to 26. After her son had died, the Bible reads, "So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When the man of God saw her coming, he said to Gehazi, his servant, 'Look, there is the Shunammite. Run at once to meet her and say to her, "Is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is all well with the child?" And she answered, "All is well." This woman maintained that all is well even after the unthinkable happened. Upon seeing the woman, Elisha sensed her distress and sent his servant Gehazi with his staff to lay it on the boy's face. However, the woman insisted on accompanying Elisha herself. When they arrived at her home, Elisha prayed to God, and miraculously, the boy's life was restored, and he sneezed 7 times, indicating his complete recovery. The story of the Shunammite woman teaches us several important lessons. The woman's generosity and hospitality towards Elisha demonstrated the value of kindness and taking care of others. Her actions led to unexpected blessings in her life. Elisha's prayers and faith in God resulted in the miraculous restoration of the woman's son. This reminds us of the power of prayer and the importance of seeking God's intervention in our lives. But perhaps the most powerful lessons we're taught in her story are the power of trusting in God's promises and the value of taking our burdens to God. Despite her and her husband's old age, the Shunammite woman believed in the promise given by the prophet Elisha. She teaches us the importance of having faith in God's word, even when circumstances seem impossible. And then when tragedy struck, the Shunammite woman immediately sought out Elisha for help. She wasn't seeking Elisha, but rather the God who Elisha served. This teaches us the significance of bringing our problems and concerns to God, knowing that He is able to provide solutions and comfort in times of need. So I encourage you today, whatever situation you find yourself in, take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. In closing, let me remind you that the Bible says in Psalm 55, verse 22, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved."
Have you ever had one of those days where it's just a fight? Where everything is a fight? Your journey to work seems like it's a struggle. You get to work and it's hostile that day. You go home and something unexpected happens. You get an unexpected letter or an unexpected bill. Then, next thing you know, there's an unexpected argument with your husband or wife. I mean, have you ever had a day where everything is a struggle? Everything is just a fight. You try to read the word, but that becomes a fight. You try to pray, but that proves to be a fight too. You put some worship music on, but you find that you're still fighting. So in this case, what do you do? Well, I believe that when it appears to be impossible, when life is at its darkest, this is when you should call out to the Lord. David experienced days like this quite often. He must have, because all throughout the Psalms, there is this theme of calling out to the Lord. I mean, think about it. How many times do we read something along the lines of, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help." Or you might read something like, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me." Today, dear listener, I want to encourage you to call on the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 5, verses 1 through 12, "Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues, they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield." Saints of God, there is a name that holds power. There is a name that chases away demonic spirits. There's a name that brings light in the midst of darkness. And that name is Jesus Christ. I believe that the Lord wants us to stop worrying, to stop pondering and wondering about what might happen tomorrow. Stop spending your effort and your energy thinking about what could happen tomorrow, or even what should happen. You are blessed in this very moment and on this day. One pastor said, "Don't borrow trouble." And that means don't worry about all the what-ifs that we could face someday. What if there is a health crisis, a financial setback, or even some unimaginable type of problem? Don't borrow trouble for the future, but instead walk by faith and not by sight. So I encourage you today to stay present with the Lord. Stay present in your mind and in your soul. Do that by acknowledging Psalm 118, verse 24. "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it."
But when we let worry and anxiety consume us, it stops being adaptive. It becomes destructive. It becomes enslaving. Instead of focusing on God, we focus on all the things that could possibly go wrong. Things that we usually have no control over. But there's someone who is in control. Our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Understand that. The God who made the heavens and the earth is the same God who is watching over us right now. He is intimately involved in every situation. He is infinitely good and infinitely wise. He sees everything that could possibly happen. He sees our worries, and yet he commands us not to fear. He commands us instead to trust him. He knows what's best for us, even more than we do. And he knows that in the end, Satan will be defeated. Love will conquer all, and the forces of darkness will be no more. See, no matter what's going on in our lives, God is in control. No matter what's going on in the world, God is in control. And whether you understand it or not, God is in control. Nothing is a surprise to him. Nothing catches him off guard. God sees the entire timeline of the earth from beginning to the end. God is in control.
I love the verse in Psalms 37 that says, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken. That's what I call a faith verse. It's one that's meant to strengthen your faith. It's meant to encourage you to keep the faith. When we're struggling, it can be easy to think that God has abandoned us. After all, he has the power to deliver us. With just one word, he could make all our pain go away in an instant. And yet, this is not typically the way that God chooses to work. Sometimes he allows us to go through deep waters before providing a way out. But that doesn't mean he doesn't love us. That doesn't mean he has forsaken us. It simply means he has a better plan, even if we don't understand it.
One of the biggest enemies you will ever face will come in the form of worry and anxiety. And in life, I'm sure we can all agree that there will be some things that are in your control that you'll worry about. There will be things that are out of your control that you will worry about. And while it's so easy to fall into a state of worry, in one of his teachings, Jesus gave us the message that we should not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And I believe that the Lord was telling us to be present in the moment, to be at peace today, to be joyful today. If you spend all your time and energy worrying, then you will always magnify the lack in your life or the pain in your life. Worry is all to do with if. If I can't pay this, if I don't get treated, if they find something. But instead, you should choose to adopt a new attitude where you do not worry about tomorrow. An attitude where you're thanking the Lord for today. You're thanking God for his goodness, even while you're waiting on your miracle. You're thanking God for what he has provided, even though there are things that you lack. When you do this, then you magnify Jesus Christ instead of magnifying your problem. Matthew 6, verses 25 through 27. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? The Bible also says in Matthew 6, verse 34, therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
A believer in faith will pray and say, God, stand with me in this storm I'm facing. A believer with worry will pray and say, God, what if this storm destroys me? What if it never ends? How come you're not stopping this? But for the person who wants to live their life in the way God intended, you have to decide. You have to make a choice. How will you handle worry? At one point or another, you will face something that will make you worry.
It is wonderful that we are told to cast all your cares on Jesus. Everything that bothers you, cast it to the Lord. Everything that worries or concerns you, cast it all to Jesus. Because he cares for you with the deepest affection, and he watches over you very carefully. The Word of God says in 1 Peter 5, verses 7 through 9, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.